Is it just me or has it been just really busy around town already this summer?
Really busy and really, really nice out. Maybe they come hand in hand.
So, you know, a busy Saturday, traffic is slow. How do you deal with that?
I have strategies. One, I never take Main Street.
Yeah.
I like 10th Street if I'm driving. And if I'm walking around, I like the pathways and the alleys. And the other is patience. Chances are people around you have no idea where they're going.
Yeah.
You got to have your like crowd sidestepping skills, you know, like you got to dodge and get around them.
The Canmore shuffle.
In the grocery stores. Yeah. It's even more important because, you know, you get groups of people who are on vacation who have no idea what they want for dinner, who just stand in the way. Also, and this is why we have so much energy and effort and enthusiasm into bikecanmore.ca and being bike friendly, riding your bike. I rode my bike downtown today to work. It means I don't have to find a parking spot.
You know, in Canmore, it seems busy. That's all anecdotal. In Banff, they actually keep track of visitation, cars coming in and out of Banff. And that number is up significantly from last summer, I understand.
9%. And last year it was up again. And then if we look at last year's Parks Canada numbers from the gates, that was up 10%. Extrapolating a little bit, I'd say we are seeing valley-wide a 10% increase in number of visitors here in Canmore and Banff over last year. And last year was already 10% up over the year before. We are bustling. This is where we make our money.
This week's Rocky Mountain Look has a great article about Banff and a lot of really interesting numbers in there. One of them has to do with the fact that even though vehicle traffic is up 9%, the actual congestion seems to be down somewhat. I mean, it's still busy on the roads, but the jam of people trying to get down Sulphur Mountain and cross the bridge. There's only been one day where the delay's been over 30 minutes. And that was during the May long weekend. There have been 3 days with delays over 15 minutes, and that's it. Last year's longest delay was 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Tracking these numbers is super important, especially for the municipality of Banff. The education, the efforts, approaches they're taking to try and address this and reduce that congestion may be working.
I love the scramble crosswalks. As a driver, I love, you know, being able to turn left on a green light and just have to pay attention to the cars that are coming the other direction instead of the crush of pedestrians.
I know that there are a lot of scramble crosswalk naysayers out there. And I think what we really needed to see happen is the tweaking of the timings. The town of Banff has a staff member on every day in the summer looking at these numbers and trying to adjust the system to maximize efficiency of these movements of people. No one can say that Banff Council and the town of Banff is not trying to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are we going to reach the point of traffic congestion or parking issues where we have our plebiscite about paid parking before the next election?
That's an interesting thing I learned from the article. I didn't know this. A plebiscite will be held in 2016 on paid parking if the parking shortfall in the downtown core exceeds 150 stalls. If not, it'll be part of the municipal election in 2017. I didn't know that before.
Given the backlash against the trial for paid parking, it's absolutely necessary for Banff to put this out to voters. I don't know which way it'll go. I do, however, wish that that paid parking trial finished for its full 3 months, not just two. The more information, the more numbers, the more research we have to base decisions on, the better decisions we will make.
Well, the numbers are showing that something or a combination of things they're doing in Banff seems to be helping to alleviate congestion.